Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. Now this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you, care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you'll get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. After Jesus' resurrection, he shared breakfast with his disciples beside the Sea of Galilee, and there he commanded Peter to take care of his sheep. In today's verses, which were written 30 or 40 years later, Peter recognizes that this crucial responsibility is one that he shares with many others. All churches need shepherds, people who have the gift of caring for others and encouraging them in their Christian lives. Some of these shepherds may be paid for their ministry, but many will do it as a natural expression of their Christian service alongside other responsibilities. The truth is that we all need caring for. However old and experienced we may be as Christians, we need others to look out for us and pray for us. This is what is known as pastoral care, but sadly this is often focused only on those who are sick or in particular need. There's no doubt that such people should be cared for, but the fact is that we all need to be loved and nurtured. There isn't a time in our Christian lives when we should stop growing. Offering pastoral care is vital, but Peter stresses that it needs to be done in the right spirit. If it's done as a matter of grim duty, it will never be a blessing to others. Caring must flow from the loving heart of someone who does it willingly and gladly. Some people who offer pastoral care will be paid for this ministry, but it would be a disaster if they were to do it, mainly or exclusively because of the financial reward. It must flow from their eagerness to serve God. We all need to thank God for those who care. It's a demanding and privileged ministry that is vital if churches and Christians are to grow. Now let me ask you a question. What have you learned from the pastoral care that you've received? And what have you learned from the pastoral care that you have given? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for those who've been like a shepherd to us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Your kindness can create lasting change. Give generously with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.